one word to describe the democratic narratives landscape today?
I am inspired by the narrative work that is taking place in different contexts and regions.
Dispute for the meaning, I would say. I think there is a clear dispute for the meaning of democracy and political participation.
The narrative landscape is borderless, cyclical, and actually predictable.
The nature of democratic narratives at the moment is frustrating.
The way I would describe the current landscape, insofar as the narrative is concerned, is it's a work in progress.
The word that I would use to describe the democracy narrative landscape in my country is desperate.
We're going to ask you, please, to say in 1 minute one thing that you would like to see funders doing more of or doing better with regard to support for narrative change efforts, and one thing that you would like to see funders doing less of.
One thing I would love to see funders invest in more is studying and building infrastructure for information ecosystems. Not so much content to counter content, but really understanding our spaces. So I think that there's a lot more opportunity for us to understand how communities are engaging inside information ecosystems and how those ecosystems contribute to the propagation of narratives that might be harmful, but also to what extent are people actually seeing and engaging with those? Because I actually genuinely believe, and the research shows, that the majority of people are not believing the most extreme authoritarian narratives, even though social media might lead us to perceive that they are. So I think information ecosystems and invest in reducing perception gaps.
I hope that people who are funding pro-democracy work invest a lot more in community-based engagement and a lot more in creating space for movement building at community levels, and that there's also an investment in innovation in those spaces as opposed to a need for cookie cutter models. What I'd like less of is fear around politics and availing of political conversations within progressive circles particularly. So if you want to actually build a democratic future that counteracts autocrats, you also have to be willing to invest in people taking power.
I think there are global trends, maybe regional trends, but the solutions and the campaigns have to be very localized and very targeted, even much more targeted than national level. So I think trusting grantees with this, that they know how to talk to that certain community, that certain locality, is key, and don't expect that big national or big regional or global campaigns will work locally. So in a sense, supporting Tessa's point, we have to understand various power in this new era and not shy away from using that power, because autocrats believe in that and thrive on that.
Democracy is local. With saying that, I think I want to point out two things. One is to avoid generalizing and universalizing realities that may not necessarily be universal. And I think it's important that donors learn to appreciate those local contexts, because many a times programs are built and designed around global assumptions that don't really apply in some contexts, including some of the issues that Tessa has raised. I think, two, what the donors really need to do is to invest in their listening infrastructure. And I think, you know, that needs to be flipped in a way. I would love to start going to conferences organized by us as partners or grantees, where we are the ones who are telling the donors what the reality is, and they sit and listen for a few days. I think that would really help to shift the manner of the partnership between those who have the resources on one hand and those of us looking for those resources.
goal of building community and targeted solutions, said Stefania, I think, and Deo said democracy works at the local level, but at the same time, and I think it's a complement, it's important to build networks regionally and globally. This is very important to empower these communities, and it's complementary to, I think, to this idea of targeted solutions at the local level. But at the same time, I think that maybe for the donors, this is a bit challenging. We do need to intervene in electoral politics, but how? This is a challenge which probably we can keep discussing that in the future.
I think that where we are right now is a world that is in desperate need of change, right? And there are various, it expresses itself in different ways, in different contexts. But the response that is needed right now is the courage to change. And right now we are stuck in comfortable models, normative models. We don't want, you know, things to change too much because that would disturb the apple cart. But progressive politics and what has brought us through different eras of real change, you don't get real reforms without a viable threat of revolution. And we need to build people's power. So there's always a viable threat of revolution, but not revolution that is chaotic and will cost people their lives. Revolution that is generative. Generative of new futures, of new ideas, of new leaders. And if we don't do that intentionally, we will have the kinds of revolutions that will take people's lives. And so the courage to embrace change, I think, is one of the things that I hope for.